Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Hey. We left off on daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We are at, I think, Amar Ula, the second to last skinny line. Yeah, so we are, first of all, today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and his children. And once again, we thank him so much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. Also, I just want to apologize. I woke up a little late this morning, so I'm sort of flying blind over here. I haven't seen the daf yet, so we'll have to figure it out together, Be'ezras Hashem. For the first part we saw is before the Mishnah. The first part we'll discuss continuation of the discussion of Shnei Chatzai Zesim, when they can and cannot be Metamei B'masa. Right? We saw Machlokas about that yesterday, so we're going to continue the discussion. It seems that the Mishnah that begins at the very bottom of the page is going to move on to a discussion of the status of Atzamos, the status of bones, and their Tumah status and the difference between a bone that has Moach inside of it versus a bone that doesn't have Moach inside of it, whether it matters that the Moach is not accessible if the bone is totally closed off. There's a particular bone called a kulis, which has moach inside of it that is not accessible. The Gemara is also going to discuss, it appears, whether the ohel is bichlal nogeya, whether a tumas ohel is a form of tumas maga, and who the Tana is that would hold such an equation. So let's begin at Omar Ula, again, second to last skinny line on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Omar Ula, Shnei Chatzai Zesim Shetchavan Bekisim. If you have two Chatzai Zesim of Nevela that you put on a toothpick or on a stick, even if you move that toothpick around all day long, tahar, you remain tahar. It does not, it's not metame the person who's carrying it, who's moving it, not betumas maga, nor betumas masa. My time, where do we know this from? Because ksiv, it says by tumas nevela venisa, the Torah says vahanoseh es nevelasam yichabes begadav tameyad ha'erev, but it says vahanoseh without a vav between the nun and the sin, so it could be read vahanisa. So it sounds like the nevela is nises by somebody, the karinan, and yet we read the pasuk, the Mesorah, to read the pasuk is nosei v'hanosei, as if it was written with a vav, which would sound like the person who is carrying the nevela. So we darshan the kri and the ksiv, but ina nosei v'hu denisa v'basachas. You need, in order for it to transmit tumah, you need the person who is carrying it, and it's only metame if it's nisa v'basachas, that they're attached to each other and they're carried together, but not if they're mechubar through something else, through a davar acher, like a toothpick that holds them together to each other. In that sense, in that way, if that's the what's holding them together, it's not going to be metame b'mago b'masa. It needs to be a full kazayis, that's a single unit. Tanan, so the Gemara asks Adula, we had an hour Mishnah, hayu alav shnei chatzai zesim metame b'masa v'lo b'maga, that if there are shnei chatzai zesim, Rabbi Shmuel says, it's metame b'masa, but not metame b'maga. Amai v'alav nisahu. So ask the Gemara, why is it mitame b'masa? It's not nisa biyachad. It's not carried together as a single unit, because the basar is actually split into two pieces. According to Ula, when it's not nisa biyachad, it should not be mitame at all. So ask the Gemara, Amrav Papa b'merudad. The Mishnah is talking about where the basar is merudad. What does that mean? That the two chatzai zesim are separate from each other, but there's a ritzua of basar that connects the two of them. And that ritzua of basar, that little strand of basar, is what connects the two of them. Through that ritzua, you can carry the basar, and that's what makes them connected to each other. So the Rishonim are already bothered by the kasha, that just like merudad helps to make a chibur legabe tumas masa, that through that it's considered to be nisa b'basacha. Now you have a real full kazayis of basar. Yeah, but if that's the case, why did Rabbi Shmuel say it's not metame b'maga? Meaning that we're quoting from our Mishnah, shnei chatzai zeis metame b'masa v'lo b'maga. But if it's merudad, you have this strand of basar that connects them, and you want to say, oh, now it's a real full kazayis of basar, so that should help to make it metame b'maga as well. Why isn't it metame b'maga? So Rashi explains, or it seems that Rashi is explaining, that over here merudad means that the shnei chatzai zesim are separated from each other, and the ritzua's basa that connects them together, and that's why it's metame b'masa, because they're carried together. But it's not considered, that ritzua is not considered chashuv enough of a tziruf in order to be metame b'magam, meaning that it's not a single unit, it's two separate units that are connected with a small strand. So apparently the rules of maga and the rules of masa are different. Tosus explains that we're talking about that the basar that's mechaber the chatichos together is very weak, and therefore you're not able to pick up the basar by holding that strand that's connecting the two of them. It would just snap off, the larger piece of meat would snap off, and therefore it's not metame b'maga, because if your och is b'katan and the gadol is not ola imo, if you take the small piece and the bigger piece doesn't go along with it, then it's not going to be metame. But by tumas masa it is metame, because if your och is b'gadol, the katan is ola imo. If you take the larger piece, the smaller strands would certainly come up with it. So whatever it is, what you see clearly is that the geder for what makes a kezayis basar for tumas maga is going to be different than the geder for what makes a kezayis basar as far as tumas masa is concerned. So now the Gemara asks on Ula another kasha from the Mishnah. Tashma will bring another raya from the Seifa of the Mishnah. Mod Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzayizesim shutchavim b'kisim v'siton shutame. The Rabbi Akiva is moda that if you take two chatzayizesim and you put them in a toothpick and you move them around, that it's tame. But amai v'alav nisahu. But isn't that the exact case that we just said is not netame b'masa, because it's not nisa, it's not considered to be a single unit of basar. So achanami b'merudad. You have to say the reason it's metame is because it's talking about that there is this connecting piece of meat that connects the two chatzai zesim, this weaker piece of meat in the middle, and that's why it's metame, because it's the basar is carried through that. So now the Gemara explains that Ula is only talking about when the shnei chatzai zesim carried together are when the shnei chatzai zesim are carried together, they're able to be metame. But that's a machlokas tanoim, in fact, because ketanoi, the din of Ula is subject to a machlokas tanaim in a braisa. Whether you touch shnei chatzai zesim or whether you move shnei chatzai zesim, you're tamei. And Rabbi Elazar says, even if you carry shnei chatzai zesim, you're tamei. Says, what does that mean? Atu nosei lav meisitu. When someone carries these pieces of flesh, is he not also being meisit? Is he not also moving them? What exactly is Rabbi Elazar adding on the chachamim when he adds a new category? Af hanosei. So elav hachi kamer. No. Here's what the Tanakhama said. Even if you were not carrying them completely together, even when the shnei chatzai zesim are split apart from each other, not like Ula, who requires the shnei chatzai zesim to be together. Rabbi Elazar says not an additional form of tumah. He limits the tumah. He says no, it's only going to be metame b'magav masa. He's not adding a third category. He's saying no, that tumah that you're talking about that will happen won't always happen. It's only going to be metame b'magav masa v'hu denisa, when it can actually be carried mamish together. So the Gemara asks umay af, and what is then why does he use the term af? Af sounds like he's being more inclusive of tumah and not more exclusive. Ema v'hu denisa. Yeah, you got to change the word. You have to change the word to v'hu denisa, that only in that case where it's nisa yachad, only then is it in fact tame. Good. So that's the end of the sugya of the shnei chatzai zesim. Now this next mishnah is going to discuss the halachas of bones legabe tuma and whether the moach inside the bones is gorim tuma. So says Mar kulis, a certain type of bone that is a hollow bone but it's closed on both sides and it has moach inside of it. The kulis normally means the thigh bone, but because the thigh bone has a lot of moach, so it's a borrowed terminology that any etzem that has moach we call the kulis. So over here, it doesn't necessarily mean, the Achron point out, doesn't necessarily mean the thigh bone. It means a bone that has a lot of moach in it, but the moach is not accessible. So kulis hames, if you have kulis from a mace, v'kulis hamukdashin, or you have this very same bone that has a lot of moach inside of it of a korban, of a behemoth of a korban that was mukdash, which is no sar or pigul, became problematic. So the chamur goes there that it's metameh yaseyadai, meaning normally mukdashim is not metameh, nothing wrong with mukdashim, but over here it's no sar, it's pigul, the chamur goes there that is metameh yaseyadai. It's a mishnah in Maseches Pesachim at the very end end of Maseches Pesachim. That the Chamor Gozar and Pigul, that when you have Machshavas Chutzel's Mano during one of the Avodos, and on Noser, that's Metami the Yadayim. The Gemara explains that the reason there were Gozar Tuma and Pigul is because of Chashash, that Kohanim are going to be Mefagel a carbon on purpose in order to cost the Baile money, and then they're not going to have to pay because they'll taina that they did it Bishogeg. So they were Gozar, that anyone who's Mefagel, his Yadayim become Tame. And the reason there were Gozar on Noser, that it's Metami as Yadayim, is that the Kohanim should not become lazy in terms of the Achilas Kachim. They shouldn't be lackadaisical about it, and they should make sure to eat it betoch hazman. So the Mishnah over here adds that the chamor gozer tuma even on atzamos that have moach, which is like basar. So the atzamos are mishamish the nosar, which is inside of them, because they're mishamish the moach, which is inside of the bones. So that's also metamei seyadayim. So anogea behen, someone who touches the kolus ameis or the kulis of pigal and nosar bein stumim bein nekuvim tamei, whether they touch that bone when the bone is still closed on all sides, or whether it's punctured so there is some access to the moach that's inside of it, it's tamei. Kulus ameis is tamei because an etzem min ameis, the size of a saora, is metamei b'magav masa. Kulus hamukdashim, even though the actual bone is not nosar, only the moach inside of it is nosar, but nevertheless it's tamei when you touch the bone, because the etzem is mishamish the moach, and the chamor gozer tuma even on the etzem. So these are two very different things, right? An etzem in a mace is a tuma, a real tuma, that tuma d'oraisa, that's considered, if it's an etzem kasora min a mace, so that's the shear of tuma, that a bone can transmit tuma. By mukdashim, we're dealing with a dinmi d'rabana that was really made for the basar, but because the etzem is a mishamish of the basar, so the din extends to the etzem as well. Now, kazayis basar of an avela is metame b'mago u'b'masa. If you touch it or you carry it, you become tame. A sheretz is metame b'maga, not b'masa. A bone from an avela or from a sheretz is not metame at all. Now, moach in the etzem has a din of basar. So the Mishnah is going to explain etzem of a nevela and a sheretz that has moach inside of it. Do we assume that it's metame because of the moach, or do we assume that the etzem around it still just has a din of etzem? So kulis nevela, the kulis hasheretz, the kulis of a nevela, and the kulis of sheretz. So if it had a din of basar, so by nevela it would be metame b'mago u'b'masa, by sheretz it would be metame at least b'mago. So hanogeh, so both of them are metamei maga if it were basar. Hanogeh behem, if you touch such a bone that has moach inside of it, stumim tahorim, if it's completely closed off so there's no access to the moach, then it's tar. It's not metamei b'maga, it's not metamei b'masa for the nevela, because the etzem itself is not metamei, and it's not metamei because of the moach, on account of the moach that's inside of it, because it's not accessible. You have no way to touch the moach on the inside of it. You're touching the shomer of the tuma, so shouldn't that make you tameh? No, if you're nogea be'etzem, you're not tameh of midin shomer, because it's not shomer is not metameh unless you're able to access that which it is being shomer. Nekuvim kolshu, but if there's a hole in that bone that's even just a kolshu, where you could stick in a chutasari, you could take a hair off your head and stick it through that bone, so then metameh b'maga, then the etzem is metameh b'maga, because the etzem now becomes a shomer for the moach, and therefore it's metame b'maga. Uminayin sha'af b'masa. How do I know that when it comes to bones of nevela that are stumim, that it's not metame b'masa either? Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says hanogea v'hanose. Eshe balachal maga, balachal masa, lo balachal maga, lo balachal masa. That was the rule we saw yesterday. Only that which can come about tumas maga can bring about tumas masa. That which cannot bring about tumas maga cannot bring about tumas masa either. And kolus of an avela that's totally closed off is not balachal maga, so mele it's not balachal masa either. Now kazayis basam in ames is metame. If you take a kazayis of flesh from a dead body, it's metame b'maga, b'masa, and ba'ohel. Etzem min ames is metame b'maga u b'masa and not ba'ohel. That was all discussion about Kohanim visiting the dentist when some of the implants they discovered were made out of human bone. So to visit the dentist's office, all he's got there is human bone. So it's metame b'maga masa, but not ba'ohel, right? And plus, we assume it's a non-Jewish bone. Anyway, non-Jewish mesa, metame b'maga masa, not ba'ohel, even though we try to be machmir for it to masohel. But what about the maga? What about getting the actual implant with the human bone? So that became a very interesting halachic topic. They don't actually like take a regular piece of human bone. It's like it's mixed in with a whole bunch of other things. Now they use, I think, pig bone, or other, which is own discussion. But they use these other things. So the Mishnah said that if you touch a kolos hameis, that it's tamei. So it says more nogea in aval mai hilo. So if you're only nogea becomes tamei, but if you're mai hil on the etzem with the moach, you don't become tamei. So echidami. So what exactly is the case of the Mishnah? Idi kazayis basar. If there's a kazayis basar on the etzem, then ba'ol nami l'tamei. Then it should become tamei b'tumasol as well, because the kazayis minameis is metamei ba'ol. Says more. Oh no, deleka kazayis basar. We're talking about that the bone doesn't have a kazayis basar. The bones themselves are not going to be metame ba'ohel. V'idi ika kazayis moach mi b'fnim tuma b'kas va'ola ba'ol nami litame. But wait a second. If the Mishnah is talking about where there's a kazayis of moach inside of the bone, the moach has the status of basar. So the tuma of a mace is b'kas va'ola ad the rakia. If you don't have an open airspace of a tefach between the mace and the roof that's on top of it, there's not even a single tefach of airspace. The tuma shoots through whatever is resting on top of the tuma, and over here there's no chalal tefach between the moach and the etzem that surrounds it. So the tuma should go right through the etzem. So ba'ol nami l'tame, the moach that's inside the etzem should be metame even ba'ol. So why does the Mishnah not metame ba'ol? So it says Gemara deleka kazayis moach mi bifnim. Clearly, we're talking about a case where there's less than a kazayis of moach inside of the bone, and that's why it's not metame ba'ol. Now, once we said we're talking about etzem that doesn't have a kazayis basar on the outside, and it doesn't have a kazayis moach on the inside, still, why is the etzem alone not metami ba'ol? The Gemara wonders. V'imoach mibifnim mala arucha. If the moach that's on the inside mala arucha mibachutz can cause refuah to the basar that's on the outside of the etzem, meaning a living person that loses some flesh that's over the etzem that's attached to his body, and the etzem is still there, and the moach on the inside of the bone causes the basar to replenish and to regrow on the outside of the bone. That's what it means, mala arucha. And even if there's no moach in the etzem, the moach will eventually come there, because a lot of times moach disappears from the etzem and then it comes back and it grows back. So every etzem that's chalul, every etzem that doesn't have anything inside of it, aver ma'aliyah, he should really be a full aver, because the etzem alone is goreim to the aver to exist. So the etzem, even a hollow etzem from a mace that doesn't have moach, but ol nami l'tame, should be able to be metame like a din of an aver min a mace that's metame, even if it doesn't have a full shear. The halach is, if you have an aver shalim in a mace, it doesn't need to be a shear, right? An aver shalim could be just a fingertip, you know, is an aver shalim. Normally we define aver as something that has basar gidin v'atzamos. The Mishnah in the first paragraph of Masech Hazalos says that aver that don't have a shear tame are metame even bepachas mikazayis min ames min anavelo bepachas mikadasha misharet that they're metame automatically. So as the Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Chia Zosameres Moach Bifnim Einu Malaruch Mibachutz. Says apparently it's a metzius question. The fact that it's not metame ba'ol shows you that the metzius must be that the moach inside of a bone does not affect the flesh on the outside of the bone. So the etzem without basar is not called an aver, because if it was on a living person, it would not be mala arucha, it would not be megadal basar on the outside, and that's why it's not metame ba'ol. We're looking at it purely as an etzem, we're not looking at it as an aver shalem. So it says Gemara b'may ukimta. So Gemara asks on the ukimta we just made in the Mishnah, that we're talking about that there is no kazayis of moach inside of this etzem. The leka kazayis. We said that there's no kazayis of moach inside of the etzem, and therefore the etzem hameis is not metame ba'ol. Ihach. bimukdashim amay metame. But if that's the case, that there's no kazayis of moach on the inside, when the Mishnah says that the kolus of the mukdashim, that the moach inside of it is nosar, and the chamor goes there on the etzem because it's meshamish the nosar that's inside of it, why would it be metame if there's no kazayis of moach? It's not being meshamish nosar because nosar is never bepachas mekazayis. There were never gozer tuma on nosar bepachas mekazayis because he can't be over the iser of nosar bepachas mekazayis. So it wouldn't make sense to be gozer tuma on nosar bepachas mekazayis. So how does the yukimta work with the rest of the Mishnah? Vesu, and I'll ask even Vaiter, says the Gemara, if the Mishnah is talking about where there's no kazayis of moach on the inside of the bone, kulis nevela v'kulis hasheretz ki nikvu amay mitamu. We said the kulis bone of a nevela or of a sheretz that are totally closed off, that they're tar, but if they're nakuv, they're tamay. But if they're nakuv, if there's a hole in it, why should they be tamay? The moach doesn't have a shear of kazayis to be mitamay. So the and the etzim is certainly not mitstarev to be mitamay. So says Gemara, halo kasha. Those kashas, neither of those kashas are strong kashas. Reisha deleka kazayis. Say Fadika Kazayas. Who said that the entire Mishnah is talking about when there's no Kazayas of Moach? Maybe the Seifa that's Metame with the Etzem of Nosar of Mukdashim and the Etzem of Nevela or Sheretz that are Nukuvim is talking about that there is a Kazayas of Moach inside of the Etzem. Sheretz is Metame even by Moach Kashir Adasha, which is Pachas Mikazayas. But that's why the Etzem of Mukdashim is Metame because it's Meshamish Nosar, which has the proper Shir Kazayas. The Etzem of Nevela and Sheretz that are Nukuv, since there is moach with the proper shear inside of it, with the shear kazayis inside of it. The etzem is a shomer l'tumah, so someone who touches it, the etzem becomes tameh. Umay kamash melon, what's the Mishnah coming to tell me? We already learned elsewhere in Mishnayis that an etzem from a mace that's the size of a sa'ora is metameh b'maga masa, not metameh ba'oel, and a kazayis basar from a nevela is metameh. Mili mili kamash melon is coming to tell me that each part of the Mishnah is talking about something else, and the Tan is telling me a different chiddush in each part, so that doesn't mean anything. The Gemara is going to have to explain what's the chiddush in each part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to now elaborate that every chelik of the Mishnah it should be viewed independently, and you'll see a certain chiddush in each chelik of the Mishnah. Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, says that etzem min ames is metame only b'maga and not ba'oel. Kamash melon demoach mi b'fnim. Tells us this chiddush that the moach on the inside of the bone is not going to affect the growth of basar on the outside of the bone. If it were mala arucha, the etzem would have been metame ba'ova, like we already said, like a din of an aver, whether it has moach or it doesn't have moach. And the fact that it's not metame ba'ova tells me that moach is not mala arucha. So, and as far as the second din of the Mishnah, that a kolus of mukdashin, that it's metame when you touch it, and we said that it's talking about where it has a kazayis moach, my kamash melon. What's the chiddush of that line in the Mishnah? Shimush noser milsihi. The chiddush is that shimush noser is considered a davar chashav and is able to be metame like noser itself. That which is not the noser, but is only mishamish the noser, the bone around the noser. Because the Mishnah at the end of Pesachim is a metame yadayim of someone who touches noser. So our Mishnah adds, not only if you touch noser, even if you touch the bones around the noser, it's also part of this gzerim idra banan that it's mitamis yadayim. Damar Mari Baravua Amar Rav Yitzchak at atzmos kachim sheshimshu nosar mitamis yadayim holvenasa bosses l'davar aser, that atzmos nosar that are a shimush for the nosar, they're mitamis yadayim just like nosar because they become a bosses l'davar aser. They support the davar aser and therefore they're like the davar aser itself, and they're mitamis yadayim like the davar aser itself. Obviously, the term bosses l'davar aser we're not so familiar in the laws of tumen. That's a phrase that's familiar to us in Hilcha Shabbos, that you have something that's muktza, that's sitting on a basis, that's being supported by something else that only supports that davar muktza, so that that basis becomes muktza for the remainder of Shabbos as well. That's why if you have the Shabbos candles on a tray, right? So the muktza, the flame itself is the muktza, and everything that supports the flame, the candles and the candlesticks and the tray, all of that becomes a basas l'davra asur. That's why the minig is, if people need to move their candlesticks, the minig always was to take either a piece of challah or a ring and put it on the tray. To a woman, take a diamond ring or something, put it on the tray, because then it becomes a basas l'davra asur u l'davra motor, and you're allowed to move a basas l'davra davar asar, ulu davar mutar. Obviously, only once the candles are out. Okay, so now the we said it in the next in the mission nevela. We said a nevela that's a closed off bone is tahar, and if it's nakuf, it's mitame. And the we said that there must be a kazayis of mach inside. Afagav dika kazayis nikvi inlo nikvelo. The chiddush is that even though there's a kazayis inside of there, if it's not accessible, there's no nekev in the bone, it's not going to be mitame. Someone who touches the etzem is only going to be tame when he can actually access the moach on the inside as well. Another explanation why the kolos hames is not mitame ba'ol, says the Gemara, Abai Yomar, li'ol ha'moach mibifneim mala arucha mibuchutz. Maybe our initial assumption about the very first part of the Mishnah, that the moach on the inside has no effect on the growth of the basar on the outside, is incorrect. It has an effect on the growth of the basar on the outside. And any etzem that is halo should be mitame even ba'ol, because it's a real eivir min hames, even if there is no kazayis of basar, and even if there is no moach currently on the inside. V'hachav ma'yaskin, in our Mishnah where we say that kolos is not mitame ba'ol, well, is bishashafa, is where you scrape the etzem with a knife or something, and in such a way the etzem would not be malarucha anymore. It would no longer be able to be megadol basar anymore. Rabbi Lazar, kulus shashafa la'arka, if you scrape it along its length and you have lamal lamata a full ritzua of etzem that was unscraped, so then tameya, it's going to be tamei even if there's no basar on it and even if there's no moach in it, because it has a din of an Aver Shalem. It doesn't require a shear, because by Adam or a Behema, such a bone is Mala Arucha. But if you Meshayef the Etzem Ularachba around its entire width of the entire Hekif of the bone, I mean, even if just in one spot, but around the entire bone, then Tahora. Then it's going to be, meaning if you are Meshayef lengthwise, so then it's going to remain Tame. But if you do it widthwise around, you make a circle around the entire bone, then it's going to be tahora, because if it were alive, then it would not be mala arucha anymore. The simenayich, and the simen to remember which side you have to be shafa for it to be tamea, and which side you have to be shafa for it to be tahora, dikla, is a dekel. That if you were to peel off a strip of a dekel tree, it would dry off but only in that one direction. So if you happen to know a little bit about dekel trees and what will ruin them and what won't, so then that will help remind you about what the halacha is by bones. Okay, another teretz, how to understand our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Liolam De'ika Kazayis. Maybe the entire Mishnah is talking about a case where there is a kazayis of moach inside of the etzem, and the kolos hames is mitame ba'olel because of the moach that's inside of it. And even if we were talking about where there's no moach, umoach mibfnim malaruch mibachutz, the existence of moach on the inside has the ability to be malaruch mibachutz. So the kolos of the mace is metame ba'olel as an aver. The Mishnah said hanogeya, so we were medayik that only if you nogeya the kolos, it's metame b'maga, but not ba'ohel, not if it's your mahil in it. My nogeya dektani mahil. No, when we say nogeya includes ohel as well. They're pretty much one and the same. V'imach mi b'fnei malaruch mi b'chutz kolos nevela v'kolos hasharetz kilo nikvu amai tahorim. Well, wait a second. If the moach is mi b'fnim, it has the ability to be malaruch mi b'chutz, then kolos nevela and kolos hasharetz, which the Mishnah said in the Seifa, that if they're stumim, they're tahorim, but if they're nekuvim, they're tameim, because you could then access the moach that's inside of them. Well, kilo nikvu amai tahorim. When they don't have a hole in them, why are they tahor? The etzem is an aver is metame, even when it doesn't have moach inside of it. So what does it help that it's sasum? Why should it not be metame just because it's closed off? So Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Gidal, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakamai Eskinan, Kigon Di'ika Kazayis Moach Hameskashkesh. That we're talking about in our Mishnah, that inside the bone there is a kazayis of moach that is dried up and is therefore removed from the rest of the bone, even as it's inside of the bone. So that would never be mala arucha on the basa, for the basa on the outside, and therefore wouldn't have a din of an aver. So gabe mace, when it comes to kulas of a mace, even though it doesn't have a din of an aver, but nevertheless there's a kasayis of mach min a mace that's metame ba'ol, and the steam of the etzem, it doesn't take away that tuma b'kas va'ola. The tuma goes right through the bone and will continue to be metame, and that's why it's metame even ba'ol. Nevela, keeping the miskashkeshu nikva in lo nikva lo. But as far as tumas nevela is concerned, since the moach inside of it is not really part of the bone anymore, it's being miskashkesh on the inside, it's really nekar from the bone, so therefore only if it's if there's a hole in the bone and you're able to access that moach would it be metame. But if it's not, then it's not able to, if there's no hole in the bone, it would not be able to be metame. So Gemara brings a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that tumas oel is considered to be maga amar Rabbi, because that's what we said that even though the Mishnah only mentioned you're nogeya, yeah, but oel is part of nogeya. So amar Rabbi Yavin vitam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi afananami tanina, we have a Mishnah that Mahil is called Nogea, because the Mishnah Masech Sehilo says as follows, Nogea b'kachatzi zayis. If a person touches a chatzi zayis of a mace with one hand, Umahil al chatzi zayis, and at the same time he's Mahil with his other hand over a chatzi zayis, oh, chatzi zayis Mahil alav, or there's a chatzi zayis of a mace floating over his head, so then he's Tameh. The two chatzi zayisim combine to each other, with each other to be Metameh. Well, I amrit b'shlom achad shmahu, if you're going to say that maga and ohel are one shame tuma, mishamachim mitzayif. That's why it's mitzayif, the chatzi zayis that he's touching, the chatzi zayis that he's accessing through ohel. Eli amitreshmeinu, but if they're going to be considered two unrelated forms of tuma, mi mitzayif, can you be mitzayif maga and ohel? Vatanan, but when the Mishnah Masech Salos tells us that klal kol shu mishem echad mitzayif v'tamei mishnei shemos atar, that anything that's any two forms of tuma that are shame echad of tuma, then even if each one is pachas mikshir, they're mitzarif with each other and they can be mitameyu. But if they're shnei shemos, if they're two separate shemos, then it's going to be tar. So if shnei chatzai zeisim are mitzarif, where one of them is bimaga, the other one is ba'oel, that's a raya that it's shem echad, that tumas awel is called tumas maga. Elamai, so what do you want to say in order to explain the Mishnah Alos? That Tumas Ol and Tumas Maga Chad Shmahu. You want to say it's one shame? That doesn't work so well either, because Ema Seifa, then you're going to have to explain the Seifa of the Mishnah in Alos, because it says, Avalanogea b'kachatzi zayis v'dover acher ma'ilala v'al kachatzi zayis tahar. That if a person touches a kachatzi zayis, and then he is under the same roof as another kachatzi zayis, then he's going to be tar. That's not going to be mitzarif, but that's also maga and ohel. The ichad shmahu amai tahar. If it's all shem echad, then why would it be tar? Shouldn't that be mitzarif? Ella kasha reisha. But according to that, how you can explain the reisha of the Mishnah? Because the reisha also spoke about a tziruf of a maga and an ohel. So the Gemara answers the tziruf as follows. Amar Rabbi Zeira, in the reisha where we said that nogeya and mayil are mitzarif for tumah, betumah ratzutza bein shnei megdolim maskinan. We're talking about a tumah that is trapped between two boxes of wood that ve'ein beinein poseach tefach, and there isn't a tefach of space between them, that the shear of the tuma in order to be metame ba'ol needs a poseach tefach. So in such a case, tekula negiyahi, in such a case where there's no tefach al tefach of space, all of the space between those two boxes where the tuma is trapped is considered to be negiyah. If someone is ma'ihil there, that's called nogeh. Meaning, it's halach al Moshe Misinai that oel is chotzeitz bifnei tuma only when there's a roch of tefach above the tuma. If there's no chalol tefach, it's as if the entire chalol, whatever that chalol is, if it's a half a tefach, it's considered that it's full of tuma. So when the tuma is trapped in this small little area that has less than a tefach, it's trapped between two cabinets, let's say, that have less than a tefach, we view that space, that crack between the two cabinets, as if it is filled with basar min hameis. It's filled with tuma, and therefore if you put your hand in that area between those two cabinets and your mahil on a chatzi zayis that's on the karka, even though your hand is way above that the basar hameis, it's as if you're touching the basar hameis, and that's why it's mitzarif. That's what's called tumas maga. So what we're saying is something very important over here, that normally we think of oel in three forms. Oel comes in the form of you could be mahil on tuma could be mahil on you, and there's oel amshacha, you're under the same roof as the tuma. So when you're under the same roof as the tuma, by definition, there's a pesach tefach. That's a shame ohel. That has nothing to do with maga. But if you're mahil on tuma, but you're mahil directly on the tumah, where it doesn't have a tefach that creates this tumas ohel, that's considered to be like tumas maga, and therefore that's mitzarif with actual maga min ames. So Rabbi Yochanan explained our Mishnah is talking about that my heel is bechal nogea. That when our Mishnah said nogea, it meant my heel as well. But the Mishnah and Alos, it sounded that's not exactly the same thing, because real tumas ohel is not the same as maga. It's only when the ohel has nowhere to escape that we assume that it becomes like maga. So man tana dekari la'ol nogea. Who's the tana that Rabbi Yochanan quotes that calls ohel nogea? So says about Rabbi Yossi. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Detanya Rabbi Yossi Omer melo tarvid rekif. If you have a spoonful of dirt that's inside of an aron of a mace, which is the rekev of the mace, it is the decomposed material of the mace. Mitame b'magu masu ba'ohel. A melo tarvid is the alach l'moshi m'sinei. That's the shear that it's not mitame with less than that, but with a melo tarvid, a spoonful, it's mitame magu masa uba'ohel. So bishlam masu ba'ohel hakatayin le'lukulei. I understand masu ba'ohel because you can carry the melo tarvid fully at the same time, all of it at the same time. You can be my heel over all of it at the same time. You could carry it at the same time and you could be my heel in all of it. What does it mean to touch a melo tarvid rekev? You can't, it's a bunch of little granules. It's like touching, you can't say I'm touching a certain shear of sand. You're touching whatever pieces of sand you're touching. You're not touching all of it. My heel. It must be, what does nogea mean? That you're my heel on the entire rekev together, under the ohel, and that's considered to be nogea. That's called maga. So says Mar Vakatani nogea Vakatani mayil. No, it's not using the terms interchangeably, because we said that it's metame both with maga and with ohel. So don't tell me that maga and ohel mean the same thing. Samar Abayis says no, nogea in the braisa means my heel, but there are two types of ohel. Lamata mitefach, when you don't have the tumah does not have a tefach between your hand and the tumah, so that's ohel negia. That's called an ohel negia. Lamala mitefach, ohel greida. But if there's more than a tefach of space, that's regular ohel. So there is a type of ohel that is maga. If you're within a tefach, it doesn't give it a tefach of space to create the sense of ohel. Rava amar afil lamala mitefach nami ohel negia hu veichidami ohel greida. Rava says what we were saying before, that no, there's different types of ohel. Whenever you are mahil over tuma, or tuma is mahil over you, that's maga. When you're in the same room as a tuma, that's ohel amshacha, and that's pure ohel. Amar Rava mina aminala. How do I know that according to Rabbi Yossi, even if you're mahil lamala mitefach, you're mahil more than a tefach over the mace, that it's considered like you're being nogea b'tuma? It's not, because the Mishnah tells us, or it's Sefta tells us, Rabbi Yossi Omer, chavile mita, the strings that they would string the bed together to the frame. They would have strings that run from one end of the frame to the other to put the mattress on top of. Usrige chalonos, or the sticks that you put in the windows to make like a lattice work in the windows, in order that a person shouldn't be able to for security purpose, shouldn't be able to break into through the windows. So if there's a chotzin ben abayis la aliyah, they could create a chatzitza between the bayis and the aliyah, between the bottom floor and the top floor, shalola hachnas tumah letzad sheni, that the tumah is not going to extend from one to the other, because they become like a ceiling, they become like a roof that's not mekabel tumah, and is therefore chotzitz b'fnei tumah. The tumah doesn't get through the holes, because the holes in the ceiling are considered to be closed off unless there's a tefach al tefach of holes. But these nekavim that we're talking about don't have a tefach al tefach. So if you're ma'il al gabe those nekavim, you don't become tame. But if you take the chavile mita or the srugim and parson al pnei ames ba'avir, you put them in the airspace over mes ha'nogea k'neged ha'nekev, tame shlo k'neged ha'nekev tahar. Then if you're nogea k'neged ha'nekev, then you're going to be tame. But if you're nogea shlo k'neged ha'nekev, but k'neged the chavalim themselves, you're going to be tarts. So they're not mekabel tuma, so they're going to be chotzis b'fnei tuma. Say chidami. What exactly is the case? Ilema, if we're talking about that the chavalim or the shrugim lematmi tefach are within the tefach of the mace, shalokenegad anegav ma'itar. Why, when you touch shalokenegad anegav, should you be tar? Mace piksusahu. That's just like the clothing on top. top of a mace, meaning the serugim are considered like part of the mace. They don't. They're certainly not chotzeitz. Umes piksusa matame. A clothed mace is absolutely matame. Elav lemalim itafach. It must be that is hovering more than a tafach above the mace. The kakari lei nogeya, and we call that nogeya. So you see that according to Rabbi Yossi, even if you're ma'hil more than a tafach above, it's still called nogeya. When is it not going to be called nogeya? It's only not called nogeya but olam shacha. But if something is hovering above the tumah, that is called nogeya. Abaye holds it only in ohel. That's the matam itafach is called maga, and he therefore has to reject Rava's raya. So Amar Abaye the olam lematam itafach. Really, it's the matam itafach. Kamrit meis piksuso who that which you say. Oh, but then if it's lematam itafach, it's just like a meis piksuso. Now meis piksuso mevatale hailo mevatale. There's a big difference. Meis piksuso the person is mevatale the tachrichim that is the ksus of the mace to the mace. So that's why it becomes part of the mace. The chavalim that you have that are attached to the mita or the srugim that are attached to the window are not batel to the mace, and therefore they don't become part of the mace, and therefore they can create a certain sense of chatzitza. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the follow up on Abaye's shita. The Gemara will challenge that.